last time where the Philippine president won the majority of the votes in the relatively competitive elections was in 1969, when his own father won a re-election and few years later essentially established a dictatorship. So this is historic in every deja vu sense of the word. Now, he is nonetheless controversial precisely because of the baggage of the father, precisely because of the disinformation that his campaign has unleashed throughout the years to paint those dark days of martial law as a supposed golden age in the Philippines. The biggest concerns we have at potential Marcos presidency is that even the past will be unpredictable. Forget about the future. The fear is that the historical curricula in this country, how these issues of history, the martial law, the Marcos dictatorship are discussed, will be treated differently even by mainstream media for fear of not antagonizing the Marcoses. These elections, there was essentially cordon sanitaire around the princeling of Philippine politics, right? And the purpose of that is to make sure that they minimize his exposure to close scrutiny and minimize the possibility for him to have some rhetorical meltdown. So the unity, motherhood statement, essentially love, 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 all of that was a calculated move to keep it as vague as possible. But the vagueness seems to have worked for him because it made him look like someone who doesn't want to get into petty fights, someone who wants to stay above the fray, almost someone mythical. He's really winning this because of his team up with very popular presidential daughter, Sara Duterte, who's even in a more landslide victory situation in the vice presidential race. But the second factor is I think the opposition didn't play their card very well. Leni Robredo, the opposition leader, had fantastic rallies. She got A-list, celebrities and all of that. But it kind of looked like the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016. A lot of glitz, a lot of glamour, not a lot of good strategy. A lot of blind spots, a lot of, I would say, tone deafness from some of her supporters.